Good morning, Cedarville.
Good morning.
Welcome to our podcast. This is what I do when I should be leaving Cedarville, right, Vikram?
Yep.
Mohan, who's here today? Who's here with us?
My mom and Louise out there.
Aunt Ellen also.
And Aunt Ellen. We've got many special guests today. So, as you know, our format is to talk for about 4 minutes, a little introduction on what we've done the past week. We have a lot to talk about there, and then we'll get into a very special literary discussion centered on the theater. Vikram, why don't you start us off? What have we been doing this week up here in Cedarville? Where's Cedarville?
In Michigan. It's in the Upper Peninsula. So we've been fixing boats and schlepping stuff. Schlepping is a Yiddish word I don't really know, understand Yiddish. But, so yeah, it's very different. Instead of driving around, we go around in boats. It's awesome. We went tubing in the Flounder, the Aunt Ellen's boat. So pretty old and small. It's a whaler. And then in Louise up this boat, it's the Penny Lane. It's bigger and newer. It's a Bayliner.
Well, so, what do you want to add to that? What did we do yesterday?
I had my birthday yesterday, and I went tubing a bunch.
Nice. How old did you turn?
6.
And then what happened at 5:30 this morning?
I lost my tooth.
Another tooth came out.
In the last 6 minutes of his birthday.
That was my 6th tooth. It's crazy. I estimated right.
Other fun we had this week, we had cousins around with us, right?
We had a pirate treasure hunt, and then,
So talk a little bit about the pirate treasure hunt. Mohan, why don't you say something?
Go ahead. So, we went to pancake breakfast at Uncle Duker's and Aunt Janine's place. And then at the end, Uncle Duker said, I found this bottle. It was a beer bottle with no tag on it. I think it's a summer shandy bottle. And it has a clue inside. So we went to Captain Bing, the Pirate King's graveyard. And we found another clue in a bottle and some bandanas. So we each got a bandana and we read the riddle, and it said that we had to go to a big rock in the forest by the sea.
That was from Captain Bing's gravesite?
No. So after Captain Bing's gravesite, then we went to Viking Boat Harbor, where they fix and store boats. And we found another clue. It said to go to a big rock in the forest by the sea. So we went back to the mainland, to the big cottage where we're doing a podcast right now. And we went into the forest and found the big rock. And there was last final clue that said, the treasure lay in the bay. Beware of the pirates. So we all ran down to the beach. And then, so we uncovered the treasure, and then a pirate vessel sailed into view. And
we attacked! And we got you!
And
we stole the treasure!
And they threw water balloons at us, and we won the treasure back!
So it's a lot like Treasure Island. Now, one other thing we did this week, and this will move us into our literary segment. Another thing we did this week was we wrote a play and performed a play. And I know we had some good leadership and guidance from the older folks among us. Mayank Mama, who's with us from L.A., a playwright, play critic, theater guy, helped you guys write a play. What was the play, Mohan? What was the play?
The true story of the three little pigs.
Do you want to walk us through it? No? No.
So, all the cousins, when they came up here, decided that they would want to put on a play. And I believe the original idea was to do the traditional story of the Three Little Pigs, until someone suggested that they instead put on a play of the true story of the Three Little Pigs, which is the adaptation by John Sciesca of the story told from the wolf's point of view. So with Ramya Padukandla as director helming the production, they organized themselves and co-opted me to have a cameo as A. Wolf, a.k.a. Albert Wolf. I believe the original story was Alexander, but we went with Albert and just kind of ran with it. So anyway, in this version of the story, turns out that the Big Bad Wolf isn't really big or bad at all, at least not yet. He merely is baking a cake for his granny's birthday, but lacks sugar, and so goes to his pig neighbors to borrow said cup of sugar. And since he's sick and has a cold, every time he goes to the pigs, they deny him the sugar, and he gets the sniffles and happens to blow their houses down. And being a carnivorous beast, you know, once the pigs meet their demise and their houses collapse, he can't waste food because he's a good guy, you know. So he has to end up eating them.
He should be known more as the Big Sick Wolf, right?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
The Big Bad Wolf.
And eventually he gets, you know, when he comes to the brick house, he is unable to blow it down, as in the traditional story, but the police come and get him and he goes to jail, but he always claims that he was framed. And unfortunately, in jail is where he earned his moniker of Big and Bad.
Hey, Mohan, how did the audience know who the pigs were?
Because we all had pink...
slinkies.
We all had pink slinkies. When we walked,
where did you
bounce.
Have the pink slinkies?
Near our bottom.
They were tucked in your waistband near your bottom, right? It's pretty funny. Hey, speaking of things near your bottom that shouldn't be there, how are you catching fish yesterday?
With my bottom.
Stinky water.
What else did we see in the water yesterday? What kind of fish?
Catfish.
What
it was like this big. It was
maybe a foot long? Foot and a half?
Maybe a foot long. Foot and a half.
Not foot and a half. It was not.
No.
Oh, come on. We're telling fish tales here.
And maybe half a foot.
What happened to it?
And it seemed injured because it kept swimming towards shore and then it would, stop. And then it let Dad go really, really close to it. It let him touch it with the rake, actually. So then...
So we scooted it downstream, right?
Then,
we got rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we thought it might be sick. We didn't want anyone here to get sick from it. Let's get back to the play. Can we get some audience reaction to the play? What you guys saw, what you guys
too.
Thought of this...
Okay, well, hi, everybody. Aunt Ellen and I got reserved seats, so we were in the front row.
We had VIP seating.
Exactly. And we had never heard of the true story of the Three Little Pigs, so for us... It was pretty educational, and it was also very funny, you know, with great performances from Vikram and Mohan and Sahana.
As the pigs.
Yeah. And my mama as the not-so-bad wolf was also pretty great, especially because he had a little bit of an accent that I found to be rather enjoyable.
That's true. And I remember there was a bit of a political slant to the play, too.
Yeah, you know, it definitely had some, you know, current references that I would say that definitely created some amusement among the adults. And wolves' lives do matter, which is why we're vegetarians.
That was funny. When the wolf is going to jail, he says, wolves' lives matter!
Did you have any reaction to it, Aunt Ellen?
It was very funny.
It was.
Very well done.
Yeah. They put it together all in a couple of days, right?
No, actually that one day.
Just
one
that
day.
One day. All right. Because you had been working on the play earlier in the week, right?
That just...
But then they had creative differences.
Creative differences. Split them all apart.
Yeah.
So talk about the ages of all the participants.
So
there were seven of you guys, right? No,
yeah.
Six of you guys. Because Akash didn't.
So did all
Forrest didn't also.
Okay.
He was our sound engineer.
Actually, you know what? I'd like to take more advantage of the fact that we have a playwright here,
okay.
That we can maybe ask a couple of questions of Mayak Mama about the theater world, if you don't mind.
How long does it take you to write a play, Mayak Mama?
Kind of depends on what kind of play. So the most recent play that I worked on was a 10-minute play. And I'm part of a theater company in Los Angeles called Company of Angels. And that theater company has a annual 10-minute play festival called LA Views, which is usually 8 10-minute plays about Los Angeles. And each year it has a different theme. So this year's theme had to do with what we call criminalization of the other, you know, people who are not seen as part of the mainstream and how they're criminalized in different ways. So the play that I wrote had to do with community policing in a neighborhood in Los Angeles, in East Los Angeles, called Ramona Gardens. So I probably started working on it early drafts in like November, December, around then. And then in January, February, March, kind of did rewrites. Because usually, you know, there's an old saying in writing that writing is rewriting. Yeah. No one ever gets it right the first time. Not even the geniuses or Shakespeare or anybody you can think of who's great as writers.
What do you call that, Vikram? The sloppy copy.
The draft.
The rough draft.
The rough draft. Yeah. My first grade teacher was famous, called it the sloppy copy.
Yeah. Now, when you're writing papers for school or other essays, sometimes you have one rough draft and then you have a final draft. But when you're writing plays or film scripts or TV scripts, a lot of times you'll go through 5, 6, 7, 8 more drafts. You know, I went to a film screening once, and the screenwriter was there afterwards and did a talk back. And he said he wrote the movie over 2 years, and he wrote it 25 drafts of it before they started filming. And each time he started from page one, he didn't cut and paste. He said whatever was good he would remember, whatever wasn't would fall away. And so he did page one rewrites 25 times before they finally had the script ready for filming.
It's pretty amazing. So your 10-minute play didn't take 10 minutes to write.
No,
it took
no.
A couple of months to write.
It took a few months, and then, you know, there's the writing before you get the actors and director, and then once you get a director, the director gives you feedback, and you make some changes. And then once you're rehearsing with the actors in the room, you know, sometimes you hear a line in your head, and it sounds good, but when the actor says it, they say, you know, it sounds weird coming out of my mouth, or could I say it this way, or what if we change this word? And it usually works better because the actors are saying it and they know how it should sound. So good playwrights will be open to that kind of feedback and make tweaks and changes based on the actors and directors' suggestions. So even through the rehearsal process, the script keeps changing. Less and less each time, but a lot of times even up to opening night, there are small changes being made.
That's some good advice for our young writers here present. Any last questions that you have as we come to the end of our time here with the podcast? Maybe where we could see Mike Mama's productions or thoughts he has on other productions? What did you want to ask him?
How many plays have you completed in your career?
Let's see. In terms of plays that have actually been produced, I have had 6 plays produced. 1 full-length play off-Broadway in New York.
Whoa.
A commissioned a theater for youth play for East West Players, which I did this past year, and then 4 10-minute plays that have been produced at Company of Angels, the show I told you about before, and 3 of those have been published in playwriting anthologies. Besides that, I've also written probably at least 3 or 4 other plays that, no, I'm sorry, I've had a 7th play that was produced when I was in graduate school. It was a student production, so college student actors, and one of the professors was the director.
What's the name of the anthology, in case our listeners want to take a look?
It's called The Best 10-Minute Plays of Whatever Year, so 2014, 2015, and it's put out by a publisher called Smith & Krause out of New York.
And which years were yours?
Mine were published, The Best 10-Minute Plays of, it was 2011, 2012, and 2012, 2013, and 2015.
So take a chance. Look those up. You can find Mayank Keshavaya's work published in The Best 10-Minute Plays of L.A. from 2012, 13, and 15.
Actually, not L.A. It's just the best 10-Minute Plays of 2012, best 10-Minute Plays of 2013.
Nationwide. Worldwide.
It's nationwide. It's organized by a publisher in New York, but they take submissions from all over.
All right. I hope our listeners will take a look at some of those plays. Guys, thank you for joining us. Thanks for your contributions. Thanks to our guests.
Have a good rest of the summer.
That's right. Yeah, and thanks to our hosts who had made for a wonderful week in Cedarville.
Yeah, Cedarville is awesome.
The Abney family. So
glad we could take these 15 minutes for this is what we do when we should be
packing up.
Packing up and then schlepping out.
Cedarville. Adios, caballeros.
Booty ball.